Warm at 1.3. We're talking to Dr. Matt this morning. And on Monday morning, Christy and I came across an article that we thought, well, we have to ask Dr. Matt about this.
Because I know that you know about this, Dr. Matt.
Ooh, pressure is on.
We talked about this.
It's in the news, something called quarantine constipation. It's a real thing. So it's a thing. I mean, both Christy and I cop to
it. Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Well, hey, we're getting real here on Wellness Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes, we are.
I like it. Yeah, well, you know, I guess it's kind of timely. You know, we've been talking about movement. It's been one of our themes lately, right? Mm-hmm. So here we go. You know, but I'll tell you what. One of the things that we absolutely don't want to see there is that just become, you know, hey, no pun intended, but build up, right? We don't mm-hmm. want to do that because the body is real practically detoxifying through the GI tract. And the slower that our bowel movements become, the more those toxins actually start to recirculate. So it really becomes a very vicious cycle. And then that creates more inflammation. And, you know, we don't probably need to paint too much more of a mental picture here. But but the good news is some of the things that we've been talking about. So if you're listening to this, you know, go back and listen to some of the more recent you know, talks we've had, because starting the day with, you know, with some water, doing some really specific things with your coffee, there's just a lot of different little things, little positive things can really do a tremendous amount of good for the GI tract. And, you know, it's just something we've got to get in front of, because such an issue where, like I said, it really will spin and just make the body, you know, overall in a more toxic place.
Are you a proponent of roughage and fiber?
So, of course, we want to have those good fibrous foods, and I like that you asked it that way, because I really, you know, hate to see people using, you know, laxatives or taking fiber pills. I mean, as a last resort, sure, but, you know, those foods that are just naturally more fibrous mm-hmm. are going to do a lot more good mm-hmm. for you, because you'll get the nutrients and you get the fiber, which fiber should be a natural part of our diet. We want to have that in there, and things like a broccoli can be a really good one, because, again, naturally speaking, it has indigestible portions. That's the fiber. And then we've got all the nutrients that the body extracts. So that's a great way to go.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, we saw this article and we both copped to it and we said, okay, we got to talk to Dr. Matt about this. Thanks, Doc.
My pleasure.